Welcome to Community Faith Church Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message will not only bless you, but reignite you as you continue your journey with God. Get ready to be blessed and enjoy.
Just a short teaching for tonight. Tomorrow's a big night. Amen. It's going to be a big service. It's going to be I want the team to go rest. I want you to go rest. I want you to put your other praise techies on tomorrow night. Amen. It's going to be bananas. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen. Whenever God is about to do something in your life, I'm talking about really doing something in your life, even the closest people will not be privy to it unless God reveals it to them. Amen? And sometimes we would like to explain to people, but it looks, the more we want to say, the more it comes out the other way. Amen? 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 Hallelujah. I want us to go to Matthew chapter 1. Verse 18. This scripture. I was asking God a couple of questions, and the Bible answers it. God answers it. Amen. Verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. This is how it came about. This is how it came about. God is about to explain in detail how Jesus came about. That's why it is important to keep record, because there will come a day in your life where you will explain to people, this is how this breakthrough came about. This is how the salvation came about. Amen. People are going to say, how did it happen? Then you say, this is how it came about. Yes. Amen? Amen. The things that happens in your life, you must write it down. Or if you can have a photographic memory, you must make mental notes in your mind. Because you must be able to explain how it came about. That you are where you are. Otherwise, people that doesn't know your story won't know your sacrifices, won't know the road that you've traveled to get to that point. So up to that point, the things that you make look easy has become easy in their eyes until you can explain to them how it came about. And then people will think that they can do what you can do, because you've never told them how it came about. You'll see as your faith starts to develop and you choose to grow in your spirit, there are certain things that you will just declare and it happens quickly. People look at you like, did it really happen that quickly? No, but you must, if they really want to know how it happened, you must tell them, how much time do you have? Because this is how it came about. You tell them, I prayed and I was in the Word, and one day nothing happened, and 2 days nothing, and four, and a month, and 2 months, and 3 months, and 4 months, and I was speaking it, and it looked like nothing was happening. And then, this is how it came about. Are you with me? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Very, very interesting. This will help your spiritual walk completely. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Luke 1:56. Luke 1:56. You're going to see how beautifully this ties together. Luke chapter 1, verse 56. Luke chapter 1, verse 56. Hallelujah. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 1:18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Before you get to your friends, it must be found. Sometimes we meet people and we're not pregnant. Sometimes we want to start a business, but we are not pregnant. Sometimes we want to move to the next level, but when we are not pregnant. That's why God says, unless a seed fall to the ground and die. So in other words, the ground must become pregnant. You can make things happen on your own. Yes. Yes. We call it artificial insemination. It is not the natural way of becoming pregnant. That's why Satan also understands he must make you pregnant. Because he has seen in the kingdom of God For a person in this earth to produce spiritual things, it must be birth in the spirit first, in your spiritual womb first. He says, let me take God's idea and impregnate people in the spirit, so that they can produce after my kind, Satan says. Nothing that Satan does is original, but he takes music that is from God and impregnate people to worship him. So he says, this is how my son came into the world. I have to impregnate somebody without the presence of a man. So God will impregnate you without the presence, if you need money, of a millionaire. That's why when you have nothing, you are a candidate for God to impregnate you. When you go through pain, you are a candidate for God to impregnate you. We were having a discussion now the other day. I said, I thank God. Nobody in this world can say that CFC has ever asked for money by any ministry. Even when we went through turmoil, when we just came back, for those that don't know, and it was haywire, I got on the phone to one of my father's sons. I said, you know what, don't you want to come I didn't know what to do. I was afraid. I said, don't you want to, the first Sunday, I said, don't you want to come and preach? He said, yes, I'll come. So that time I stayed in the prayer closet. And the Lord said to me, he said to me, who told you to ask somebody outside to come do something inside that only I can do? I don't know who I'm speaking to on this Wednesday. Who told you to go outside to get something fixed on the inside that only God can do? So I had to phone him. I could hear he was very disappointed because he wanted to, you could see he was all fired up. I said, don't worry to come. I will preach. And 16 years later, we are going stronger in the mighty name of Jesus. But let's get back to Mary. There's some deep stuff before I end off. The Lord gave me a lot, but I can't give you so much. I will only give you three. He gave me much more, but I'll give you three. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged, she was pledged to be married to Joseph. Some of you tonight will have to get a divorce. You'll have to get a divorce of doubt, from doubt. You have to get a divorce from a low self-esteem. You must get divorced. You must get divorced from your past. Some of you are still married to your past. Some of you are still married to disappointments. You need to get divorced tonight. Hey, let me not go deeper. Was Mora and there's another thing. Okay. Let me end it off. Yeah. Huh? No, I'm done. This is how the birth. This is how. Can somebody shout, this is how? That's the message of tonight. This is how. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. God doesn't do stuff the way religious people say it must be done. Religious people say, You can't do this because you are saved. We will all be shocked if Jesus walks in here. Because we have got a preconceived idea of how Jesus ought to look. That's why when you really worship, you lose your clothes. Like David. And his wife looked out the window and she cursed David. And the Bible says she never bore children. She says, you make a fool of yourself in front of people. What God accepted, she denied. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm checking now. According to Deuteronomy, if somebody was espoused to somebody, when somebody was engaged, espoused means engaged to be married. In the Jewish custom, being engaged is as if you are married. Which means if you then fall pregnant from another man, the man would come and openly display you and say she's pregnant. The whole community would come and stone you to death with the unborn baby right there. Now she's got, now let's go back to Luke chapter 156. Because let's see how this falls together. So now get this picture. The angel comes to her, says, you will be pregnant. She says, how would this be? In the book of Luke. He says, the Holy Spirit will come over you. Ooh. Right? And this is how you will conceive the Messiah. She then goes to Elizabeth from there. That's how Joseph never knew that she was pregnant. But the Bible says in verse 56, she stayed there for 3 months. Which means now it's time to go back. Zayt gegaan, you went with a flat tummy. You come back with a big tummy. Joseph puts one and one together. She goes to him and says, you know, it's not what it looks like. An angel came to me. And the next thing I know, I felt something. And I all of a sudden my breast started to feel hard. Like, I don't know what it means. But I know I'm pregnant. It's the first time. No, just check Joseph. You left here. No wonder you left. You left early. Get ready because people are gonna look at I must have stolen it. Must have stolen the money because when you left them with less resources than when you came back. And they know you didn't have money when you left. They know you didn't have a wife when you left. You didn't have a husband when you left. Now all of a sudden you come back with a husband. You didn't have a dog when you left. Now you come with two dogs. Says, So you want to tell me an angel came, told you that the Holy Spirit will come over you and you will become pregnant? Is that the story? But the Bible says he was a righteous man and he loved her. Look at how Jesus chooses and plans the setup for Satan's downfall. He takes a man that doesn't easily become angry. He takes a man that really loves Mary. He takes a man that knows when to shut up. To put next to the woman he chooses to bring his child. Because God cannot through your mouth allow his child to become in. So when God wants to impregnate you, he needs to impregnate somebody that really loves him. Do you really love Jesus? Would you really offer up your body as a living sacrifice? And the man that you love must wait. She must have longed after Joseph. This is her husband. Say, we can't sleep because I'm carrying something precious. You'll have to wait your turn. Because the Bible says he did not sleep with her until Jesus was born. Can you wait for your breakthrough without touching another breakthrough? Because what you carry is God's breakthrough, but Satan can also send a breakthrough. So can you wait for your God-given breakthrough. Can you keep quiet? Can you wait? Because the Bible says that after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph still had other sons and daughters. This is how it came about. This is how your breakthrough will come. Sometimes your mouth, God can you not gebruik nie. Because your mouth will kill what he gave you. You say, when is my breakthrough? When is my this? No. Sometimes God can't use us because our flesh cannot discern when it's from God and when it's you. Can I give you one more? Then I go. I get so excited. I can yell at some of your pride. Can I give you one more? So now, Mary stayed with Elizabeth. She stayed. God will always make sure, because Elizabeth understand what it is to wait. You need somebody in your corner that understands how to wait. With a name. Not just a child, with a name God gave her. That even when her husband couldn't talk, she could speak for her husband. Until the time came, 8 days after his birth, that the circumcision of the Jewish boy took place. And then they asked the mother, what should we name him? Because the father couldn't speak. The mother said, John. They said, but there's nobody in your family with that name. They turned to the father. The father said, let me write something. You're not with me. Sometimes, it's not what you say, but what you write. Wait. Sometimes God has to shut your mouth so that you can write the name. When you write the name, the Bible says his tongue came loose. The Bible says write the vision and make it plain. Because somebody with a vision doesn't talk, they write. But there will come a time where you have to say the name. Oh, okay. I gave you a lot of nuggets. Too much. What will you do this year? At the end of the year, what will you say? This is how this came about. This is how it came about. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about how it came about that he died. But tonight is how he came about being birthed. Because if it wasn't for his birth, there was nobody to die. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I give you one more? Just one. I promise you it's the last one. I connected you with somebody. You need to be connected to somebody that knows how to wait. Now, when you give birth, you always take your baby to the wilderness. Oh, you didn't get this. When God starts to do something for you and you give birth to that thing, you take it to a place where nobody can get to it. Nobody loves the wilderness. Everybody wants to be in the city. It is in the wilderness where what you produce is kept by the Spirit of God and grow in power for the right time. Because what you give birth is not ready for the world. Because the baby is not, your breakthrough is not for the world. It's for God. To be used for the world. You didn't get that. The baby is not for the world. Your money is not for the world. Your marriage is not for the world. Your children is not for the world. The gift is not for the world. It is for God to be used by Him for the world. Can I give you one more? Oh, some of you say no. Let's go quickly. Let me show you something. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. Let's go to the last verse. I think it's the last one. Then it's the last. Let's make it the last. Are you with me? Luke chapter 1. Verse 80. It's the last. And the child grew and became strong in what? And the child grew and became strong in? Now, here's a secret. You cannot let the world's spirit be stronger than your spirit. Oh, you didn't get that. That's why people fall quickly, because what is outside is stronger than what is on the inside. Oh, you didn't get this. And the child grew and became, you not automatically strong, you become strong. In what? In spirit. Question, how do you become strong in spirit? Can I give you one more? I'll give it next week. Because it doesn't help, you know, I must become strong. How do we become strong? How did John become strong? How did Jesus become strong? Look to somebody and say, next week. Next week. If you're hungry, you'll come next week. I'm serious. Next week. So you can only slap it. How did he become strong? Can I give you a hint? Next week. Now listen. Let me end it off. Kina number 1 and 2. Check this out. And he lived. Where? No, we want to shine. We want to show everybody. I've got more money now. Hey, I've got a new house. I've got all this new stuff. You are too quick. The Bible says, and he did what? He lived. Lucy, he did what? He lived. Hilton, he lived. Are you always going to live in the wilderness? No. But the Bible says, he lived in the wilderness. Until he appeared publicly. He stayed for years. Jesus stayed for 40 days. To have power to accomplish by the Spirit of God. It took him 3 years to do what took him 30 years to prepare. Oh, you didn't get that. It took him 3 years to accomplish his mission. But the preparation took 30 years. You can actually say he stayed for 30 years and 40 days and nights. Ah, you didn't get it. To have 3.5 years to accomplish the perfect plan. And when he was done, he gave up the ghost. We need to get divorced from the city so that we can marry the wilderness. I pray tonight in your heart. You say, I disconnect my heart from this marriage, Lord. And lead me. Can I give you one more? The Bible says, and Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Wherever you want me to go, lead me, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, this year, lead me. Whatever, Leonard, you want me to say, Lord, lead me. Msuli, whatever God wants you to do, say, Lord, lead me. Abigail, whatever God says, Lord, lead me. Patricia, whatever, Lord, whatever, whatever, lead me. I divorce myself from any assignment, from any plan that I have made. I divorce myself.
I divorce myself.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
Now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I do.
I do.
Do you promise to love Jesus and only love Jesus for the rest of your life?
Amen.
I do.
I do.
For better or for better? I do.
I do.
For healing or for healing?
Hey.
I do. For breakthrough or for breakthrough? I do. Because there's no sickness in him, so I don't for better or for worse. No, for better or for better. I say, yes, Lord. I say, I do, I do. I wonder who's standing with me and say, Lord, I do. I do, I do. I do, Lord. I do, I do. I do. Tonight, Lord, I do, I do. I do, I do. I do, I do, Lord, I do, I do. I say yes, Lord, I say yes. I say yes. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord.
I say yes, Lord.
I say yes, Lord. Who's saying yes, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
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 is a marriage, there is a table where the friends and the families, they come and they sit around this table where there's festivities and everybody is joyful, excited.
Amen.
In recognition of covenant. Be happy for your brother and your sister that they are in covenant with Christ. We sit at this table tonight. And we recognize we recognize that if it was not for the obedience of the Son of God, if it wasn't for the love of the Father, because Jesus said to the Father, Yes, Father. And now we, because of what Christ did in our lives, we can say, Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. In the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. He says, do this in remembrance of me. The bread signifies life, and it signifies divine health. Let's partake. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you on this Wednesday evening. We've made a vow that we will fast and seek you every Wednesday as a church. And we thank you that you are honoring the vow. Holy Spirit, make Jesus real to us every single time, every single moment. Lead us into the wilderness where we meet him to overcome him. We, in the wilderness, we meet Jesus to overcome the enemy. We meet him there. We meet Jesus there. We meet him there to overcome the enemy. He took the cup. He gave thanks to the Father. He says, this is the new covenant. His blood that flowed for many, for the remission of sins. We are the righteousness of God. We have access to the throne of glory. We thank you for it. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let's partake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jackie, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know he's in this place.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I know he's in this place tonight.
Amen.
Look to someone and say, your day has arrived.
Amen.
Look to the other person and say, your day has arrived. Now look to yourself and say, my day has arrived. Give God a mighty, mighty, mighty praise.